The National Foundation for Credit Counseling, NFCC, encourages consumers to be financially prepared always, and especially as we hit the height of hurricane season right now here in September. You know there are three or four hurricanes out there somewhere, and it could get worse. But financially unprepared consumers are among the most vulnerable when disaster strikes. So says my guest, Brooke McClary, who is keenly involved with this organization. He is vice president of their outreach, and he joins me now because he alerted me to this fact. Bruce, nice to have you here on the program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show, Paul. And it's a timely topic to be talking about when thinking about being prepared financially and the impact that natural disasters have. And we're coming up on the peak of hurricane season. September 10th and 11th typically recognized as that height of hurricane season. Right. And those are the kind of natural disasters that we benefit from a lot of advance notice for, so we can see them coming and we can get things together and we can get out of town. But not all disasters, not all natural disasters come with that level of advance warning.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's important to be prepared financially for whatever comes our way, regardless of whether it's a hurricane or maybe a earthquake or some other type of occurrence.
Yeah. We talked earlier in the show about with J.J. Montanaro, who's a certified financial planner, we talked about life insurance, which is important. But it's also important to make sure that you have the insurance coverage that can take care of the kind of crisis that can befall you. Talk about that.
Well, true, and there are all kinds of different insurances that you can get to protect not just your life, but your property, and all of the things that you hold dear. So it's important to before any kind of natural disaster strikes, really take an inventory of the existing coverage that you have and take a hard look at what you might need to fill in some blanks as far as things that may not be covered. And you could be surprised, really, about how limited the basic coverage is that's offered through some of these insurers, and how you may need to add some things in to account for certain types of events that happen during a natural disaster. So you really need to do an inventory, a thorough inventory of your insurance coverage to see if you're properly protected for things like flooding, wind and hail, those kinds of things that come along with these natural disasters. Yeah. And flood insurance is often overlooked, really, in some of these situations, and people find themselves short. All you have to do is take a look at what happened during Superstorm Sandy. Yeah. On the New Jersey coast, to see how people were, many people were still suffering,
Bruce. I mean, because they were not adequately insured. Even today, years later, people are still suffering, and some are still without their homes. So it's important to take a look at these things when you can, and make sure that you have what you think you're going to need.
Right. And even and not in terms of just the structure, the house itself, or, of course, you know, obviously your life insurance, which is very important to be able to provide for your loved ones and those you care about in the event something tragic were to happen. But there are things inside your home that may need replacement. So it's important to look at the coverage. And if you have full replacement cost coverage, mm-hmm. That's fine, because you should have that instead of the cash value coverage, because some of the things in your house depreciate in value. So you want to get the most back so you can replace those items that might be destroyed.
It just makes sense, folks. What we're saying here is you know, check your policy. Make sure what you're getting works for you. When we come back, Bruce is going to talk about some other things that you need to do. How about gasoline in your car? How about cash? How about renting a safe deposit box? How about, you know, being prepared by notifying the credit bureau? All of this coming up next from Home and Family Finance. Brooke McClary is my guest, and we'll be right back. My guest is Bruce McClary. He is the vice president with the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, NFCC, founded back in 1951. It is the nation's largest and longest-serving national nonprofit financial counseling organization. We're talking about the fact that you are just simply not ready for a disaster unless you have checked on things. For instance, you should know that you need to fill up your tank when you hear about a disaster, so you don't have to, you know, go out and get into the inevitable long lines and the potential of the stations running out of fuel. So make sure you're filled up. Have some money at home. Access to ready cash. You may have to leave town in a hurry. Sometimes the ATM machines and debit and charge machines are inactive, folks. You can't get money out. But have a stash at home. Don't go crazy. I'm not talking about $1 million. I'm talking about have $1,000 stuck someplace so that you can take care of the things that you need. And Bruce, renting a safety deposit box, why is that a good idea?
It's at your credit union or other financial institution. It's in, the items in there are insured and they're protected, and it gives you an opportunity to get the important items, copies of documents, original documents, important papers, financial information, medical records, in prescription drug information, insurance policy. It gives you the opportunity to put all of that in a off-site, secure location away from your home, because if something happens to your home and your home is completely destroyed, if you're keeping a lot of those things inside your home, they too could also be destroyed, and you may be left without that important information at a time when you need it the most.
And you talk about putting that key in a place where it can be found in case of an evacuation. So think that through and put your key someplace where you can get to it. You say it's also necessary to stop some bills. Why?
Well, you may have to live away from your residence if there's been significant damage and it becomes uninhabitable. So it's important to make sure that the utility companies are notified mm-hmm. that the residence is uninhabitable, so you're not billed for service that you're not receiving. And it's also important as well for others, especially if you're not there to be able to receive mail at that location, to notify some of the other places where you receive regular billing to let them know how to get in touch with you so you can stay on top of those bills and you can stay in touch with those services and your creditors, and especially your creditors. It's very important to let them know what's going on, not just afterwards, but before something happens, if you have enough lead time to know what's coming, to keep them in the know, and they may be able to work with you to help you avoid falling sure. behind on your payment.
You know, I never thought about notifying the three credit bureaus and the Federal Trade Commission, but that's a good idea, isn't it?
It's a very good idea. It's very relevant, and you can put you can even add a notice on your credit reporting on your three credit reports from TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. You can put a statement on there letting other people know who are looking at your credit report that the place where you live has been affected by a natural disaster that may cause some issues in keeping up with timely payments and other aspects of the creditors that you owe. So it's critically important to do that.
Bruce, I hear what you're saying, but let's face it, you're talking about somebody else. This is never going to happen to me. Come on, Bruce. This, not me. This happens to other people. It doesn't happen to me.
Well, the unexpected can happen anywhere at any time, and I think one really good visual, if people need a wake-up call to see exactly how they can be affected by natural disaster, all you have to do is go on Google and search natural disaster map, and there are some websites that show what parts of the country are likely to face different types of natural disasters, and you look at that map and you see that most of the entire country is susceptible to some type of natural disaster, and many of these are very unexpected. An earthquake can come with no notice. Just ask people who were around the Washington, D.C. area several years ago. You never know, and it can happen in places where you least expect it. So it's better to be prepared as much as possible ahead of time, especially financially, so that when it happens, you can focus on other things besides worrying about whether or not you have enough money to take care of things, and you can start worrying about securing your own life and the safety of those around you.
And that, of course, you know, the only thing that costs and in the long run saves is a little bit of your time. It doesn't cost you money to be prepared beforehand. It's just wise, because if you do that and you are prepared, boy, the benefits of that, you really do benefit later on, don't you?
You do, and you may be at a point also where you may be thinking, well, it's impossible for me to start thinking about that right now. because I'm knee deep in debt and I can't see my way past this. So that's the moment when you really should reach out to a nonprofit credit counselor through the NFCC at nfcc.org and start having a conversation of getting the debt out of the way so you can start putting aside money, have that savings ready for some type of a natural disaster, and be able to afford the appropriate kind of coverage you need on the insurance side to make sure that you're protected there as well.
You talk about also in the list of important things to do that I received from you, and thank you very much for the list because it really got me to thinking about, hey, have I taken care of this? You talk about many employers offer access to an employee assistance program. What is that?
Yes, an employee assistance program, or an EAP, is a benefit offered by a lot of employers, and it gives employees access to advice and counseling on any number of issues that they may be facing. And these can be issues that related to dealing with different situations family members are facing, making it through an illness, finding services that are appropriate to care, all kinds of different services and counseling available through these employee assistance programs. But in the aftermath of a natural disaster, these employee assistance programs can also help connect you to resources that you may not have been aware of. And if you need to start applying for coverage from FEMA or any other, work out other insurance issues or things like that, they can be very useful.
We're talking with Bruce McClary. When we come back, you are not in this alone. We'll talk about his organization and how it can be helpful to you. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. Guest is Bruce McClary. He is with the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. And when I say to you, you're not alone, I say that with a certain amount of security because this organization, since 1951, has been in place. It is a nonprofit financial counseling organization. They are nationwide. So if you're listening to the program, wherever you may be listening, you have access to Bruce. Well, tell us where you're located and what people need to do in terms of seeking help through you and how they should arrange that.
Well, Paul, NFCC member agencies are located in all 50 states and Puerto Rico. And there are 77 member agencies with over 600 locations and communities across that area. So it's easy to find an NFCC member nonprofit counseling center in your area, wherever you happen to be throughout the United States or in Puerto Rico. And there are so many different services offered at no or low cost through these counseling centers. And they can be offered in person if you want to go and talk to a counselor and have a face-to-face meeting. They're offered over the phone and over the internet. And the easiest way to connect with a counselor at any of these member agencies is to go to nfcc.org. That's nfcc.org online. And you can look up an agency near you, or you can call toll-free 1-800-388-2227. That's 1-800-388-2227. And you can connect with an agency near you and access some of the services. And they offer budget counseling, credit counseling, housing counseling. The NFCC members are HUD approved for housing counseling, student loan debt counseling, which is very much in demand right now. And they offer debt management plans for repaying credit cards and different creditors. And they offer other financial education as well as credit report reviews.
Folks, it's
a lot
right,
of different services.
It's right there. It's right there for you. I get letters all the time. Well, what about this? And who's going? This is they're in place to help you, and you've got to be smart enough to say, okay, I get this. How much money do I have to put up front in order to contact you and have you do something for me?
Well, making the call is free, and as I mentioned, most of the services are available at low or no cost. A lot of the centers offer counseling, budget counseling, and credit counseling for free. And if it is a situation where you have to pay for a service, we make sure that it's something that is affordable within your budget. Yeah. And if you don't have the means to pay a fee associated with a service, those fees are waived.
Don't cost you nothing, honey. You just got to get there and say to the folks, hey, look, I need help. first of all, let me thank you and the organizations and in all 50 seats for being there, Bruce, because I think it's so important that people understand that when they do feel overwhelmed, that they can find relief through an FCC member agency. That's why I have Bruce on the program, folks, because their agency is out there and they do exactly what they say. If you got to make a critical financial decision, which is never easy, but prepare for it. Or you're recovering from an emergency situation, be prepared. Make a call to them, and they will help you out very much. Disasters are going to happen all the time, Bruce. So in this case, what you're saying is that instead of it taking a significant impact on a life, there's somebody out there that's willing to help.
Right, and you don't want a natural disaster to lead to a financial disaster. So it's important to start planning ahead, and whether you're planning to be prepared for a natural disaster or whether you have financial goals you want to reach and you just don't understand how you can get there, an NFCC member agency can help you start that journey and make that roadmap that can get you to those financial goals.
Okay, and again, if I need to reach out to you wherever I might be, what is your website that I can go to check you out?
It's NFCC.org. That NFCC stands for National Foundation for Credit Counseling, NFCC.org. And it's easy to find online. There are a lot of resources on the website itself. So if you want to look around, there's some good info there as well as a way to connect to a counselor.
And don't let your pride get in your way of your common sense. All of us from time to time run into financial problems. I do. You do. We all do in some form or fashion. The issue as Bruce just points out, don't let that lead to a disaster that is overwhelming, that you can't overcome. Make the call to Bruce's organization and get some help, because they're out there for you and it can save you in more ways than one. Bruce, thanks again for joining us here on Home and Family Finance. Next time, I'd like to have you come in studio and join me. Will you do that?
It'd be fantastic, Paul. I look forward to that.
All right. Bruce McClary, Vice President of Public Relations and External Affairs for the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. Thank you so much for being with us today, sir. All right, folks. I guess that kind of wraps things up. We have a surprise guest here who sends, I can't believe Bruce Shirley has joined us. We didn't know that was going to happen, making Al Peterson very happy in the technical book. Me too, as well. Hope it made you happy today in terms of what you heard. We'll be here next week looking for you. Will you be here? I'll be here. Please join us. This is Paul Berry, Home and Family Finance on Radio America.